in part one of this report by the Pocahontas County School Superintendent, Mr. Beam talked about his efforts to accomplish badly needed school renovations by using the School Building Authority's Major Improvement Projects Program. Here in part two of his report, Mr. Beam talks about next year's Comprehensive Educational Facilities Plan.
Coming up next year, the 1920 school year, every county in the state of West Virginia has to revise their CEFP. And what that stands for is the Comprehensive Educational Facilities Plan. These are done every 10 years statewide, and it involves stakeholders from all over the county, from all the schools, from all the locations in our county, to get input from business leaders and from citizens and from educators on what we need to be doing with facilities in Pocahontas County. This was done 2009-2010 year. I happened to be principal at Hillsborough that year, and I was on that committee that Mrs. Irvin headed, and we'll be doing this process again. They are changing the process of trying to simplify it a little bit for next year, but it's a very important process because it sets your goals in a prioritized list on what you need to address at your schools, whether it's if you want to build a new high school, if you want to possibly close a school or build onto a school or relocate a school or whatever it happens to be, or it may be just simple renovations to those schools. But when you go to the SBA, they look at your CEFP, and whatever is first on your list is what you should be going to them for funding for. And if it's not, then you have to amend your CEFP and get permission from the state board to do that before you can even be considered for funding. So getting the order right and determining what we need to fund is a very big job. We'll be asking for a lot of input from our communities. We'll be having community meetings on this, and we'll be asking for a lot of citizens to participate in this. When I was on this committee 10 years ago, there was approximately 30 to 40 people on that committee. We will try to involve all areas of the county that want to have input on what direction we need to go with our facilities. I know one of the major things that we have to consider is air conditioning in our schools. As we all know, it seems like the summers are getting hotter and our buildings are miserable for our kids and our employees to be in. I can't go to the SBA in the summertime and ask for air conditioning for our schools because they're only allowed to ask for one school. So I don't want to go ask for one school to get air conditioning and the other schools not to have it. So we have to find a funding source to solve that air conditioning problem as soon as possible, because before you know it, it's going to be May and June again, and it's going to be getting hot in our buildings. And there is no money there and no money in our school system to pay for air conditioning for these schools. We have a contract with Thrasher Associates, who is taking care of the Green Bank MIP project for us this year. And I've talked to my representative from Thrasher, and he's going to do an audit of our schools and give us an approximate cost of what it would take to air condition our buildings. If we keep all of our buildings open, if we don't make any other renovations to it, what would it cost to air condition? And we're not talking about just air conditioning. We're talking about electrical upgrades, because our buildings are old, and they were not built with the plan of air conditioning. All these schools, the electrical capacity of these schools will not handle air conditioning. So that's another cost that has to be figured in. When we determine that cost, then we have to make a decision as a school system how we seek the funding to do this, whether we try to do it through SBA or we try to do it through a different funding source, whether it's grants or whatever. Those grants are hard to come up with for air conditioning. But we look at air conditioning as a safe schools issue, because without having air conditioning in our buildings, our teachers and schools are forced to open windows and doors, which invites problems in our schools. So facilities is a major issue. It's not going away. It's not getting any better. It's only getting worse, because as our buildings age, our problems increase. I just wanted to take a few minutes today, and I've taken longer than I probably should have, to address what we're thinking about with facilities, but you'll be hearing more about this in the future.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.